There's
well,
no
Woodley, is this country, with the global changes that you talked about, is America going to have to rethink how they're building cities, where they're building, where they're farming, where they're doing just about everything?
Well, unfortunately, there's no way to predict yes is the answer. The problem is there's no way to predict how. I can assure you, if you live in Atlantic coastal areas or on the Gulf Coast, you need to think very carefully because your future may be limited in those areas. As far as the rest of the country is concerned, Art, there's just no way to tell. The main problem is going to be things like Europe is experiencing right now, or just the past few days,
yes,
is a phenomenal drought in southern in Spain and Portugal, and flooding in Central and Eastern Europe beyond, so far outside of the records, it's never really happened like that there before. At the same time, a few weeks ago in Mumbai in India, they had 37 inches of rain in a day. Now, that's so much rain that cattle drowned where they stood.
So you're describing a situation that's worldwide. You're saying don't just look at this hurricane. Look at everything that's going on in the world and see a pattern.
You see a definite pattern of rapidly intensifying weather activity. It is getting much, much more intense.
I think it's absolutely undeniable, and I think most people would join us in observing that because it's happening before our very eyes. You can't very well deny it. But on the other hand, Whitley, you see the CNN anchors talking to the people at NOAA, and the people at NOAA, when asked about global warming, just laugh.
Well, they have to.
They have to?
They want to keep their jobs.
Oh, that would be a career-ending move, you mean, to say,
I don't think it would help. John McCain and Hillary Clinton, a Republican and a Democrat, just recently, a couple of days ago, together went to Alaska and essentially came back with the news that the place is melting.
Yeah, that's right. And I saw the statement from Senator McCain. That's what he said, that essentially that Alaska is melting.
Unfortunately, the administration has made a commitment from long before Bush was even in office that this isn't happening. And the fact that it is happening is just, too bad for them. I mean, I always say nature is numbers.
I shouldn't laugh, but I mean, you can politically say, this is not happening. I mean, it's like... It's like, I don't know, it's like having your wife come home, find you in bed with another woman, and just telling her, you don't see this, hon. You're not seeing this.
It's not happening.
That's equivalent.
And you would be making decisions under the radar of the country, and that a region as vulnerable as this should have the budgets in the areas that might help protect it cut, slashed even. Is simply incredible. I mean, it's like throwing matches at gasoline.
Mm.
It's ridiculous. It's utterly irresponsible, and I'm sorry to see it. I'm not a particularly political person. I'm an old-fashioned, middle-of-the-road American. I'm not a Republican. I'm not a Democrat. I'm not a liberal. I'm not a conservative. But I am practical. I'm real practical. And practical says we need to work on this. Because we got a lot of people in this country who have beautiful lives in a beautiful country. We want to keep it that way. That means we have to pay attention. Because in nature, no matter what you may say politically, what you want to believe or don't want to believe, or what somebody, some idiot's telling you on the radio, and this doesn't happen to be one of them, I do know what I'm talking about. Two and two in nature is always four. It's never going to be three and three quarters or four and an eighth, no matter what they say.
Well, I guess unless they say, no, it's three. That is our decision. Here, we're signing here that it's three. So there you have it.
then we pay the price.
Yes.
Just like the people in New Orleans are paying the price right now.